League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I've got some necker elastic.
And I've got Santa's little leper.
Date fight!
That's a cartoon I need to see.
Yeah.
Hello there, welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast where we take things that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other.
Yes, he's Jake Yap, I'm Nat Tapley, and our guest today is Lizzie Roper, and together we will all be putting the farts into recession-proof arts. It's not recession
proof. It's almost like you were in bed with me last night.
The duvet laughing gently.
The good thing about sleeping with a dog, the dog's under the duvet and pumping some pretty eggy pumps out, is that you know that
feed your dog's eggs.
But actually, they enjoy it. They think that that's some sort of measure of love. Mm. So the moral of this story is always share your bed with a dog and never share your bed with a man.
I had an uncle who thought much the same thing.
Mistress just gave me the most beautiful gift last night.
Straight from inside her.
Mistress.
I'm glad that we've started our 250th episode with an extended discussion of dog farts.
Oh, God, I've lowered the tone again.
Happy 11th of July, everyone. I'm going to be 11th of
Happy
July.
Happy Death Day, Bum Day. Stop it.
Happy bum day. On the 11th of July, 1174, Baldwin IV became the King of Jerusalem, and he was known as Baldwin the Leper because he had the bad leprosy. As a child, he was taught by William of Tyre, who watched him playing with other children, and they were essentially giving each other dead arms, and he noticed that Baldwin kept winning because he had no sensation in his arms. He was made king at the age of 13, so he went, I think there's something wrong with that child. They went, yes, he's got leprosy. He has no sensation in any of his limbs. He became king at 13, and it turned out he was quite good at being king. He made Saladin make peace, he kept besieging things, he was reasonably good at it, except then he got more and more ill and had to be carried around on a litter. That was it, really. He died quite young. He beat Saladin at Gaza whilst he was being carried around by some other people. He was succeeded by Baldwin the Child, who was a child and who died after a year.
Oh, man.
At which point Saladin invaded Galilee and in 1187, and which led to Pope Urban dying of grief. So that's the accession of Baldwin the IV, King of Jerusalem, Baldwin the Leper.
Nice.
Whatever. I've got the 11th of July, 1789.
Ooh.
Padam, padam, pam, 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 pam. Yeah. It's Jacques Necker in the house. So he, who was Jacques Necker? Well, I'll tell you. He was a banker or a banner, if you're using the Lizzie Roper school of spelling. This is a torturous joke from a previous episode this week. He sort of did a lot of stuff with money that I don't really understand, but he made a lot of money. He did some big sort of fast turnaround, big profit things, and he made a lot of money. So much money that he ended up lending money to the French government because they were all over the shop and were in quite a lot of debt. And in the end, he served as the effectively Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Which rhymed with his name.
The treasurer. What was he? Yeah.
Alexander Necker, Chancellor of the Exchequer.
He was the chief. he was the chief minister of the French monarch. So he was. He loved the monarchy and the absolute monarchy and stuff. Mm. But he said, no, you know what you've got to do? You've got to make the finances public. And they were all like, I don't think so. That's a terrible idea. And he said, no, we should, this, you know, the public should know what's going on here. And so they chucked him in the slammer. They chucked him in the Bastille.
Ooh.
And the people were so angry that he'd done this, that the government had done this, that they stormed. They stormed the Bastille. And that's why it's all the Bastille business.
Oh.
And that.
But there weren't many people. There was pretty much empty by that point, wasn't it? I think it was just him and Desaad.
There were like 17 people or something. Yeah, yeah, there was hardly anyone left. But they were like, no, no, we're not having that. He began the Compte Rendu au Roi.
Oh,
is he?
That's got it. Yeah.
The reason Richard Branson's island is called Necker Island, or is that someone else?
Yes. Good. No. Okay. Wait, I'm trying to think of Lizzie's psychology. No, I'm going to go with no.
Is that why necking is called necker?
Yes, and no. He had the most adorable little dog who every night he would take to bed with him. And they were very, very close.
He had to put his knickers down.
Yeah, yes. You haven't given me nearly enough dog stories, you two. I'm really upset. In fact, I'm going to complain.
I'm going to take it above your heads.
Mm. If you're interested, Necker Island actually is named after him.
Oh, there we go.
How do you know that?
Because I just looked. All right, well, a Necker Island is. I don't think it is the Necker Island.
And now, let's, on the note that we don't know whether or not he's the Necker of Necker Island, let's go to the birthdays of the death days. Happy birthday to Robert the Bruce. He's the one who wasn't Mel Gibson, wasn't Liam Neeson. He's the spider one, you know. Happy birthday to Tuntun, Hindu cinema's first comedian. Happy birthday to Suzanne Vega and her brother Johnny. Happy death day to George Gershwin. Who we don't have many surviving recordings of. In fact, we got no surviving recordings of him playing Rhapsody in Blue, apart from a bridge one. What he did leave was lots of piano rolls. So if you want to hear him playing it, you have to listen to the piano rolls. And Michael Tilson Thomas did a good version. So if you want to hear Gershwin playing, get that.
I love a bit of Gershwin. I love a bit of Gershwin. It fills my heart, Gershwin. In fact, when I die, can you just flush Gershwin through my system, please?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll do that.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, definitely.
You're just going to be eaten by dogs. That's what's going to happen when you die.
Eaten by dogs to the tune.
By farting dogs.
Marvellous, yes.
Smells like Lizzie.
Take me now.
Happy birthday to Yevgeny Baratynsky, a Russian poet of the 19th century who essentially got by writing two or three books of poetry that no one really liked. But you could do that in the 19th century. You could apparently just be a poet who occasionally churned out books that no one liked. Also, happy death day to Giacomo Biff, who led the 2000 Bologna Conference of the Antichrist. He was a cardinal. He said the Antichrist was likely to come from one of these three groups of people: ecumenicals, pacifists, or vegetarians.
Giacomo Biff, also the patron saint of gentlemen who wear large clothes, I think.
Anyway, he's dead, and we're none the poorer for it. So bye-bye, Giacomo Biff. Happy death day. Lizzie, what have you decided?
Oh, hang on, I'm sorry. I just want to clarify.
Yes.
Necker Island, named after Necker.
Yeah.
That's in Hawaii.
Oh.
Necker Island, that's covered in people who
detritus.
I can't wait to have a light shone very, very brightly on all of their personal doings.
Mm.
Is in the British Virgin Islands, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Yes. Wow, he even tried to reinforce his brand with the island he bought.
Yep.
I remember when I went to America and I was 19, I think, and I'd gone on my own. And when they were driving us, we had to get in a coach near the airport, and then they said, oh, just shout out the name of your island. And I was I'm sort of an unassuming little 19-year-old girl, and people are going, British Airways, American Airlines. And I had to sit at the back of this coach and go, Virgin. And just felt...
What an amusing bit of hazing that was.
He's such a horror. What do you want to drink, Richard? I'd like a Virgin Mary with some vodka in it. Utter pipe of a man.
And I just want a light shone very brightly. That's all I ask. Yes.
Richard Branson, I think, has got more photos of him holding women on his shoulders than any other man in the entire history of the world.
There must be a fireman somewhere.
Firemen tend not to use quite the same hold as Richard Branson.
No, probably not.
I'll get you out of this burning building and help you see just over that wall.
I kind of loved seeing on my newsfeed on Google this morning, there was an article saying, yeah, we're almost certainly going to go past 1.5 degrees of global warming. Mm. And then literally the next article was Virgin Galactic bringing you space, blah, blah, blah. I was like, can we not?
Do we see any connection?
Yeah, can we not?
No.
Apparently we can't not.
Lizzie.
Well, I don't know. Well,
how are you going to bring this week to a satisfying conclusion?
Well, Baldwin the leper.
Yeah.
See, Baldwin to me just says Mike Baldwin from Coronation Street, who owned the factory, showing me age and my knickers, versus Jacques Necker.
From the Exchequer.
From the Exchequer, lending his money. What I really like about this, the medieval time in history, is when they're called Baldwin the leper, Baldwin the child,
yeah.
Dougie the racist, all that sort of thing.
Dougie the economically concerned member of the white working class, I'll have you know.
Yes.
With valid economic concerns.
Which just left me pondering, if it was up to you two gentlemen, what would if you had to call yourself like that, what would you both call yourselves? Maybe that would help me vote.
Nat the Unsettled.
Jake the Leper.
And with that,
there he
bombshell,
goes.
The winner is Jake.
Amazing.
4-3 for the week. Jake, wins the week.
Hey.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
2 weeks in a row.
Very happy with that.
Oh.
Sorry. If I'd realised, I'd have taken, I'd have snatched victory from his jaws.
It's still within your power to do that.
No. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Okay,
bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.